Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mean Gene Show here on KDWN 720 AM 101.5 FM Las Vegas. We have a great show for you this evening, Saturday, September 4th, 2021. We are already in the month of September, and that only means one thing, folks. It is football season. Yes, indeed. So before we get into that, let me remind you, the Mean Gene Show, it's brought to you by Presidential Limousine by Captain. It's the official limousine service of the Mean Gene Show. There's absolutely no way you can experience Las Vegas until you ride in a Presidential Limousine by Captain. If you come to Las Vegas, make your reservations now by calling 702-438-5466, or you can text them at 702-410-6057. They will respond to you right away. The show is also brought to you by the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Experience the award-winning soul of Motown. It's a high-energy concert-style musical tribute celebrating Motown legends. This is a must-see show during your Las Vegas vacation getaway. For reservations, call 888-796-3564. So if you're coming to Las Vegas to watch the Las Vegas Raiders, you get here, you know, early, a couple of days early, because they're going to play football on Sunday at Allegiant Stadium. You can catch that show over at the Westgate, the soul of Motown, right? That's what you need to do. Okay, topics today on the Mean Gene Show. I will make my 2021-22 NFL playoff predictions, including my Super Bowl 56 champion. That's right. It's all going to happen in the second half of the show. I'm going to do that with Dustin Pfeiffer from Bally Sports Southeast. Dustin covers the Carolina Panthers and the Charlotte Bobcats. Dustin has been on this show many a times, and he is a pleasure to have on. So probably going to get his takes, too, on what's going to be happening with the Carolina Panthers. Also, we'll talk a little bit about some of the latest NFL news that's going on involving Cam Newton. I have some updates on the Raiders, of course, the Chicago Bears, the Houston Texans, the San Francisco 49ers, and what else we got? That's about it. Oh, yes, and I have a treat for you. How about that? We were fortunate enough to pull Charles Leno Jr. Charles Leno Jr., the former offensive tackle for the Chicago Bears. If you remember, the Bears released him after seven seasons. Now, Charles Leno Jr. is an offensive tackle for the Washington football team. They picked him up in May. So we caught him the other day and talked to him about his new team there in Washington. And we also talked to Charles about some of the things that he's doing off the field. Charles Leno Jr. is no stranger to being involved with the community. He's doing some great things. So he will tell you all about that. Actually, that's going to take place in the first half of this show. So I got that coming up for you later. All right. So stick around. Lots of things going to be happening here on this show. So let's just go ahead and start with the news, of course. The biggest news, of course, is Cam Newton. The New England Patriots decided to part ways with Cam Newton. According to Coach Bill Belichick, he said it had absolutely nothing to do with the fact that Cam Newton is unvaccinated. It probably had more to do with the competitiveness of having to decide if it's going to be Mac Jones or Cam Newton. Now, we had said when Cam Newton had to set out for a week due to protocol, COVID-19 protocol violations, that Mac Jones was going to get some reps with the first team, which he did. So that had already put Cam Newton at somewhat of a disadvantage, right? And it did. So, you know, last week, teams got down to the 53-man roster, and although it, you know, I think most people expected, well, okay, we could understand if Mac Jones was going to be named the starter. But the shocker, of course, is that when the New England Patriots announced that Cam Newton was going to be released altogether, that definitely had heads turning, and everyone has been talking about that. And including myself. So, yes, I was as shocked as anyone else. And it's going to be interesting, too, to hear what Dustin Pfeiffer has to say about that, because Cam Newton spent the bulk of his career with the Carolina Panthers, and him and Dustin Pfeiffer, real good friends. As a matter of fact, Dustin Pfeiffer introduced me to Cam Newton, so I cannot wait to get Dustin Pfeiffer's thoughts and opinions on Cam Newton and where he might end up. Many people thought Cam Newton might end up with the Washington football team with his former coach, Ron Rivera. And Ron Rivera did a press conference the other day with the Washington football team, and he says, no, that's not going to happen. And I can understand you guys for thinking that that might happen, but it's not going to happen. So now, and then there were quick rumors that, oh, well, maybe he'll go with the Dallas Cowboys because the Cowboys had released two of their quarterbacks and they didn't really have any depth at the quarterback position. And the Dallas Cowboys said, no, we don't need them either. So now it looks like perhaps the Houston Texans might sign Cam Newton. Who knows? But anyway, hard to believe that a one-time MVP quarterback and a quarterback that led his team to a Super Bowl, that he is no longer in the NFL. That is definitely interesting. So, I mean, that is newsworthy. But, you know, one thing about the National Football League is that when you got a quarterback out there like that, and you know, injuries are bound to happen, whether it's at the starting quarterback position or even the backup quarterback position, Cam Newton more than likely will be on someone's team before, I would say, probably before week one, maybe even definitely before week two or three of this season. So let's just keep an eye on that. How about this? Las Vegas Raiders GM Mike Mayock said, and this was a strong message to John Gruden, that the Raiders need to be a playoff team this season. So he said they need to be. Now, I understand how John Gruden came into his contract, a 10-year contract, $10 million a year. Steve Davis decided, hey, let's just make things right here. You know, John Gruden and Steve Davis' dad, Al Davis, you know, they ended on bad terms. Steve Davis has tried to make this right. But part of making this right, too, is, you know, John Gruden is in a great situation. He's here in Las Vegas, brand new stadium, and all of this great stuff here. And it appears that they are assembling a pretty good team. But Mike Mayock, who is a pretty good GM, well-known throughout the NFL, this was perhaps the strongest message we've seen come from Mike Mayock, you know, since he's been a GM with the Las Vegas Raiders. You know, he said they need to be a playoff team this season. So I don't know about you. I read into this as that, okay, they have to make the playoffs. So so we're looking at having to make the playoffs in a division with the Kansas City Chiefs, with a improving, much improved Los Angeles Chargers and Justin Herbert. Better than the Denver Broncos. I would say that the Raiders are certainly better than the Denver Broncos. But it's going to be interesting to see how this message is received by John Gruden and what happens with the Las Vegas Raiders this season. So that the GM has spoken, and now it's time to see what John Gruden and the Las Vegas Raiders are going to do. They open up on a Monday night against the Baltimore Ravens. They play a lot of teams in the AFC North. The Raiders don't have the easiest schedule. You open up against the Baltimore Ravens in week one. Then you travel to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers and Ben Roethlisberger. It's going to be a tough year. So we will see what happens there. Oh, and by the way, Mean Gene, the Mean Gene Show will be in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, September 19th for that matchup between the Raiders and the Steelers. I call that the Immaculate Reception Reunion game. So we'll talk more about that game as it gets a little bit closer. So in other news, the Chicago Bears general manager, Ryan Pace, he must listen to the Mean Gene Show because he agrees with my statement from last week that the Bears should not start Justin Fields, okay, which they will not. They already said that Andy Dalton is going to be the starter. So, but Ryan Pace, the GM, made it official. He talked to the Chicago media this week, and he says, hey, there's no rush to start Justin Fields. And I totally agree. And it's just about time a general manager comes out and say that. And I know that goes against anything that Chicago Bears fans want to hear. They want Justin Fields on the field. You could hear that during the preseason. I mean, they booed Andy Dalton, and Andy Dalton doesn't have like this long leash, right? But Ryan Pace, at least he comes out there and sets the record straight. And if anything, he takes a lot of pressure off Matt Nagy. Okay, hey, there's no rush. There's no rush. Now, that's not to say that if Andy Dalton goes out there and just throw a bunch of ducks, get sacked, you know, a bunch of picks, and the Bears are, what, 0-2, and they just look like crap, things will change, especially in the NFC North. There's not a lot of room for error. Two teams might make that, the playoffs from that division. We already given it to Green Bay, at least I did in my predictions, you know, but the Bears, I think, are competitive, defense and offensive wise, but you know, this quarterback position is going to make or break a lot of teams, you know, and you know, when you got the best quarterback in that division, almost the best quarterback, well, in that conference, you know, besides you got Tom Brady and you got Aaron Rodgers there. So we should see how long it's going to take for Justin Fields to get out there on the field. So in other news, despite all the trade rumors involving Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson to the Miami Dolphins, Dolphins head coach Brian Flores stood by his man, Tua Tagovailoa. He says, hey, Tua's our guy. And there has been a lot of conversations about Deshaun Watson. Now, surprisingly enough, Deshaun Watson made the 53-man roster for the Houston Texans. I mean, did we think he wasn't? I mean, what you can't release him, right? I mean, trust me, you're going to release him and put him on the waiver wire, right? So he would have been gone in all of about 2 seconds. So it's very interesting what's going on with Deshaun Watson, because I just can't really put my finger on it, because he did not make the commissioner's exempt list. So, what's going to happen with this guy? I think a trade is in the works, and I think someone perhaps may have leaked it out, whether it was in Miami or in Houston. Could have been in Houston, because I live in Houston, right? And so I hear a lot about Deshaun Watson and what's going on there. And I know that there's been talks about the Texans and Tua. Tua, even though Brian Flores says that that's his guy, he's on the short leash, okay? Because the Miami Dolphins feel that they are a competitive team, but that's only for Tua. That's game by game, all right? They are staring at the Buffalo Bills in the AFC East, and they cannot, they were a good team last year. Raiders fans already know that, right? They know that all too well, that the Miami Dolphins were a pretty good team. No Ryan Fitzpatrick to, you know, haggle with for Tua. It's all his team right now. But, man, you got to know that he's got to play hard, because I think Deshaun Watson is going to be a Miami Dolphin. And there's just a reason why this kid has not been officially, you know, benched yet. I don't think he's going to play a down in Houston, but who knows? Strange things could happen. And speaking of strange things, the San Francisco 49ers, head coach Kyle Shanahan he enjoys playing with the media, especially when it comes to announcing the starting quarterback. And if you watch the final preseason game last week against the Raiders, you can see why. I mean, the 49ers played both Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance in that game. Now, I found that odd, and I also found it dangerous, although, I mean, the media is not stupid. Trey Lance did suffer a finger injury during that game. So, in my opinion, it's damn near obvious who would be the starter for the 49ers. But it's just Kyle Shanahan likes to have fun. It's quite interesting. So, anyway, all right. So we are going to quickly get into this interview with Charles Leno Jr. Great guy. Like I said, played 7 years with the Chicago Bears, and he was released, and he was quickly picked up by the Washington football team. But a great guy, great character. He does great things in the community. So we caught up with him, and we wanted to know how things were going on in Washington with Charles Leno. So here's that interview. The NFL is enjoying a few days of downtime before the start of the 2021 NFL season, which, by the way, kicks off next week, Thursday, September 9th. The defending Super Bowl champions Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the Dallas Cowboys. On Sunday, September 12th, the Washington football team will host the Los Angeles Chargers. My next guest recently signed with the Washington football team. Prior to that, he was a 7-year starter at the offensive tackle position with the Chicago Bears, making the Pro Bowl in 2018. He played his college football at Boise State University, where he earned all Mountain West Conference honors twice in his career. Please welcome to the show, Charles Leno Jr. Charles, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing great, man. It is a pleasure to have you on the show. And you do go by Charles Leno Jr., right? Is it Jr.?
Yes, sir. Junior, yes, I do go by that.
All right. I want to make sure I get that right. And now, hey, let me start by saying congratulations on making the 53-man roster. Not that you had anything to worry about.
No, but it's actually a big deal. My wife tells me every year, like, congratulations. Even though sometimes you can just overlook it, but every single year making this 53-man roster is a very big deal. So very appreciative of the hard work I put in, and very appreciative of those around me who helped me get to this point.
Hey, Charles, what's the atmosphere like when it comes to those last days of preseason when guys know they're going to be cut? I mean, do people actually run and hide? Do they kneel and pray? I mean, what goes on there?
It's a lot of speculation. I know that for sure. But I think the biggest thing that goes on is the ability to control what you can control. I know that, you know, a lot of guys with, you know, a lot of things on their mind, thinking if they did this better, if they did that better. But I remember telling some of my teammates in the past, and recently I was telling them, you know, no disappointment. I mean, no regrets. You know what I mean? Go out there and play your game. Do what you're supposed to do, because even though you're trying to, you know, earn a job for the team that you're on at that moment during the preseason, it's not really like that. There's 31 other teams out there. If you put good stuff out there on tape, those other 31 teams will be looking, and they'll be looking to sign or claim you if anything happens, and just make it tough on the executives, you know, the GMs and the coaches that's on the team you're on. So just make it really hard on them. So just control what you can control and go out there and play your brand of, you know, football. That's what I like to tell guys.
Absolutely. Now, you've been in Washington for a few months now. So how does it feel? And what is it like working with Coach Ron Rivera and your new quarterback, Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Oh, yeah, it's going well. Really like working with Fitzpatrick. First, I start off with him. Like, really like working with him. Real smart guy, just understands the game, been doing it for a very long time, clearly. And just a really good guy to be around. Really lively, upbeat guy, very funny. You know, he's just an all-around good guy. So you want that first and foremost out of the guys that's on your team and in the locker room. And then Coach Rivera, you know, that's the type of people that he wants to bring in. He wants to bring in people who are, you know, high character guys. You know, first and foremost, got to be good football players, but definitely high character guys. And that's the type of person he is. I mean, he's the model high character man when it comes to, you know, head coaches in the league, from the ones I've been around for sure.
All right, folks, once again, we are talking with Washington football team offensive tackle Charles Leno Jr. here on the Mean Gene Show, KDWN 720 AM, 101.5 FM, Las Vegas. Charles, Washington won that division last year, although things are going to be a little bit tougher this year with the return of Dak Prescott in Dallas. So, I mean, what are you gonna do personally to try to help that team repeat as division champions?
Oh, do my job at a high level. That's what I want to do. That's first and foremost. It starts week one, and even before that, it started in training camp. You know, making sure I took care of my body. You know, during the off season, and you know, perform and continue to get better during training camp. But when it gets to week one, just take care of that. You can't focus on, you know, what's down the road. We just got to focus on right now. And I like how you said earlier in the show, you was like, we had some downtime right now. It's no downtime right now. We still out there practicing, man. We still doing stuff. So, yeah, just always trying to get better every single day, you know, focusing on the little details, and just make sure I'm getting my mind prepared for this long season that comes up. But can't focus on anything down the road. Just got to take care of one game at a time, and it starts with the L.A. Chargers.
I hear you. Now, I want to talk about some of the incredible things you're doing off the field. And I want to let my listeners know first that you are no stranger to doing great things in the community. I mean, there's a list of things you have been doing your entire career. But I want to talk about some of your latest efforts involving the Afghanistan refugees. So can you please tell us about that?
Yeah. So one thing that I was brought to my attention, it was actually a teammate of mine. He was doing this, and I just decided to help out. You know, I just wanted to make sure I piggyback off of what he did, because I love, you know, helping the community. I love being a part of giving back. One of my favorite things is paying it forward. And that's what I like to do. But my teammate, he actually came up with that idea, and I just wanted to, you know, help out the best I can. And, you know, just looking at the situation they're in, it was just only right for me and my family to take advantage and take action and step in and help. And, you know, we'll be doing other things across, like you said, we try to do something all the time, you know what I mean? Because I know where I came from, grew up in Oakland, California, didn't have much, and I always want to make sure I help out the youth and people that didn't have as much like me. So I'm always looking forward to, you know, helping out and, you know, giving back and being a pillar in my community wherever I'm at, whether that's when I was in Chicago or now that I'm here in D.C. and also back home in Oakland.
You know, Charles, that's simply amazing. And, you know, keep up the great work and all that you do. I wish you absolutely the best this upcoming season there in Washington. And it was a pleasure having you on the show, my man.
Hey, thank you very much. I really appreciate you. And you guys take care. Looking forward to listening to your show more often. And you got to root for us this year, man. And, I know you're out there in Vegas right now, but nah, you got to root for us.
We got you, folks. Charles Little Jr. here on the Mean Gene Show, KDWN 720 AM, 101.5 FM, Las Vegas.